Terry Grubbs is in the studio with me tonight. He's a practicing attorney here in Cincinnati and a practicing poet. We're going to talk about his fourth collection of poetry tonight. It is published by Dos Montres Press. It is titled The Palace of Flowers. Terry's previous collection, The Hive is a Book We Read for Its Honey, was a finalist for the Ohioana Library Poetry Book of the Year for 2015. Additionally, he conducts workshops that he calls word shops, focusing on bringing creativity to your practice through the practice of creativity. Terry, always a pleasure to welcome you back.
It's a pleasure to be with you again.
So many beautiful love poems in the Palace of Flowers. Tell us who this is dedicated to, would you please?
Well, it's dedicated to Mary, who is my wife for a number of years.
So if you would, read us The Palace of Flowers. This is the title poem.
It's a very short poem, but I think it's packed as full as it can be. The Palace of Flowers. When you come to the Palace of Flowers, enter by any door you choose. The fragrance of my love will find you there.
One wants to let that fragrance linger, but time being what it is, it moves us on from this ethereal place, if you will, in a short poem, to a longer tribute to love in everyday life. So if you would, let's hear about Mary, more about Mary with It Could Save Your Life.
Certainly. Sometimes you can read these little pieces and let them just stand by themselves and ruminate for a long time about those pleasant feelings and fragrances. This poem is a little bit longer. It could save your life. I couldn't stop thinking about breakfast at breakfast this morning. Mary made pancakes from scratch. Blueberry pancakes, crisp on the outside, crisp on the edges, but warm and fluffy on the inside, and I enjoyed them. Poured maple syrup on them and couldn't stop thinking about all the different names they are known by, wondering if the ones I eat tomorrow, the leftovers I pull from the refrigerator in the morning and drop into the toaster, will be called toaster cakes or pan toast or post cakes. I wondered why this one thing was known by many names, that ancient philosophical puzzle of the one and the many. I thought about how their differences cannot mask their oneness. Griddle cakes, Johnny cakes, hot cakes, fritters, flapjacks, pancakes. No other food seems to carry so many identities. In southwestern Ohio, where I am, the green pepper is called a mango. I know the mango is a fruit, a reddish, yellow, orange, shiny, smooth pill of a fruit. I know a green pepper is a large, mild, dark, green, wrinkled, hollow pepper. I do not know how the one came to be called by the name of the other, and why that happened here in southwestern Ohio. And I was thinking about a mango pancake, not the green pepper, but the slippery, wet fruit mango. Mary could make mango pancakes with a little maple syrup. Mary could make mango pancakes with green peppers and a savory sauce or sweet. Mary intuits the makeup of foods and understands their mystical connections. This makes it possible for her to join together things that you and I have not thought about before, and she knows how to bring out the best of each element added. Her food can change your life if you let it. More than nourishment, more than bread alone, her cooking is luminous. In her cooking, the many become one, and the one reveals its many parts and how they arise as a tasty reflection of itself. Tie one hand behind her back on a deserted island, and give her three things not normally put together and a saute pan, and she will fix something that will save your life. Something that comes as naturally to her as dew comes to the grass. Small cakes from heaven, no matter what you call them.
Thank you. Such a wonderful tribute to your love, but also this appreciation of Mary's art seems to me to speak so much of your relationship.
Yes, it does. And, food is a good metaphor for what it is we need in our lives, because we know that as we nourish ourselves at the table, in the same way we need to nourish our spirit or our soul with a food that is more fragrant and satisfying, which is obviously the food of love.
So, well, while we're in this realm of the fragrant and delicious, I want to go to a poem that's as delectable for what's left out as for what's left in. And this poem is titled After Hafez. And I thought perhaps you could give us a little introduction to who Hafez was.
Well, Hafez is a Middle Eastern poet. He's from the 12th, 13th century, a compadre, I would say, of Rumi, whose poems are certainly possibly more well-known. Emerson said that Hafez is the poet's poet. So I like to turn to him for nourishment and wisdom.
And thank you for the correct pronunciation of his name also. So this poem is After Hafez, if you would, to read that for us.
After Hafez. If you mistakenly believe the mouth was made for talking, what else are you wrong about? If you can come closer and do not mind the silence, I can show you what it is for. Then later, maybe a little food.
So did this poem come to you all at once, or did this require a lot of revision in terms of, you know, it's so tight, and again, what's hinted at but not said is what makes this such a big poem in my mind.
Well, Hafez has everything in his poetry. And for a couple of years, Mary and I read a Hafez poem every morning before our morning set. So you take in the nuances, the flavors, the imagery over a period of time. And yeah, this is a type of poem that sort of the pieces get in and start to integrate themselves into your system, and then it comes out full-blown. And I still laugh every time I read it or think about it, because it has Hafez has a lot of humor in him. I don't normally put a lot of humor in the poem, but it's a fairly humorous poem for me also.
A true delight, as are you, Jerry. Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight. Good to be with you.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Jerry Grubbs about his latest book of poetry, and certainly about his muse, his wife, Mary. It is titled The Palace of Flowers, and you will find more about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.